truth than you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. And joining us for the balance of the show is the author of the book, Side Effects Death, a bestseller in Europe and soon to be a bestseller here. And the author is Dr. John Verapin, a psychologist by trade. And we'll be to your calls in just a moment. And you can always reserve your spot by calling in now. Excuse me, to 1-800-313-9443. Or send your question or comment to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Okay, John, as we went to the break, you were talking about how the media was involved in this corruption that ultimately led to your dismissal. Do you want to pick that story up from there?
Well, it's not they were involved in the corruption as such, but when the interview, when the article came out, the journalist had talked to Lily in Sweden, and they said, oh, that Verapin guy is a rogue. You know, we didn't know anything about this because we have disciplinary action in place for people performing such deeds. Now, what they don't know is that the journalist went on and did his research, and I now have a copy of the contract signed by the said people I talked about a little while ago. So let me see how they can get out of that. If I was a rogue, or if I were a rogue,
Are you familiar with Dr. Linda Pino?
No.
Okay. She's a medical doctor and served as a case reviewer for Humana Insurance here in America. And she commanded a very, very high salary. And finally, when people were dying that she was denying treatment to, and they were under orders to deny 10% of all treatment requests so that the company could save money, she could no longer do it. She's featured in Michael Moore's movie called Sicko, where her congressional testimony is aired. We had Linda on the show about a year ago, and this is what they did to her, doctor. Today, this prominent doctor, this rising star in the medical profession, now teaches health classes at Apollo College, which is basically a training ground for wannabe nurses. And I'm not knocking Apollo, but we're talking, this is not where you'd expect someone with her credentials. She lives month to month. I mean, everything that this lady worked for and prepared for as a young adult was stripped away by Humana. She couldn't get a job as a doctor anywhere in the country. Is this the kind of retaliation that you experienced?
Yes. Yes. They canned me. I mean, you know, they had to get rid of me because people seem to believe them when they come out with their verbal excuses, you know. Plus the fact that Lilly is a racist company. I'm a colored man. I'm of Indian extraction.
Mm-hmm.
And one more thing I would like to say is, it's not only them I work for. I work for several global players. And the mess is also with these other ones. I used to think that there might be some companies who... I can't say that anymore. That they're all one or two are dirty in the whole industry. Maybe there might be one or two exceptions, but they're very small. You don't notice them.
No, the whole industry is dirty.
The media does not tell the people what goes on. They only plant little seeds of what the pharma industry is doing in this strategy for new drugs coming out. I mean, look, I've been looking at Fox News. I get it over here. I've been watching them the last week or so here. Suddenly, they have started a program, only about a month or so now, where they have regular health care discussions about, you know, what you should do and preventative care.
Exactly.
This is a big thing, discussion right now, preventative
care. Okay, we're up against
care.
The break, Dr. Verapin. You're right. We've got Dr. Oz and a host of medical shows that have made their way to TV. We'll talk more about that after the break. Lark, you're up first.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
By Dr. John Viripin, the author of Pharma Corruption, in his book called Side Effects, Death. It's a bestseller in Europe, soon to be a bestseller here in America, available at your normal book outlets, which is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and so forth. Let's go to the lines, and let's welcome Lark from Texas, calling in on line one. Lark, what's on your mind?
Well, hi there, Dave. Dr. Viripin.
Good evening.
Hi.
I've got to say, gentlemen, that I am very, very thankful I didn't bring children into this world. And I'm more and more every day, I'm so happy for the decision I made as a much younger man, that to even bring a child into this world is so immoral. And his or her future was so precarious that I just am so glad that I haven't. Dr. Viripin, I know you're a psychologist, and here's my thinking. I have much experience with the pharmaceutical and the allopathic medical hospital industry in this country, in America. I know it is a criminal racket, and I know it is immoral as all get out. It is so offensive as to, I don't know the words for it. But here's my question for you, Dr. Viripin.
Mm-hmm.
As we understand high achievers in today's world and how they're very easily induced and seduced by the normal things, would you say that there is a measure of what we call the Stockholm Syndrome that captures and ensnares people that we may call psychopaths to essentially kiss the hands of their those people who are enabling their immorality and lawlessness, their criminal behavior. Do you not think that the Stockholm Syndrome actually has a grip on these young men and women, middle-aged people, as they begin to rise within corporate organizations and so forth, that actually takes hold of them?
Absolutely. And I am the living example.
I'm so happy to hear you speak out. You're so brave to speak out, Doctor.
People have asked me that question, if you knew so much, why did you continue? Well, I was caught. I was the young career guy, you know. I had the car, I had the good salary. I traveled around the world. I lived in fancy hotels and wine, women, song, the whole works. I wasn't prepared to give that up by saying, oh, I don't like what I'm doing, even though inside I didn't start to feel uncomfortable until later in years. And when I retired and came to live in Germany with my German wife. We were blessed with a little boy. He's now going to be 6 years old next month. And that boy is like a light came to me after some things that happened here with a doctor who wanted to give him a vaccine. I got crazy. Everything in my memory bank fell in place, and I started to remember all the things. And I said, is my boy going to be set in the future to experience all of this that I've been doing? No. So I wrote my first book, and I started to speak. This was 6 years ago.
We have similar paths, Dr. Virapin, because what drives me against this corruption that I try to expose weekly on my radio show, and I don't have time to do this show. I really don't. I'm very busy. But for the sake of my 9-year-old son, I don't have time not to do the show. And for the same reasons. I mean, we're handing the next generation a world that's a cesspool filled with corruption. I mean, you call it the pharma industrial complex. We've got another crime syndicate called the military industrial complex. You've got big oil. Those are run by criminals. Our government's run by people with criminal past. Heck, the head of our own Treasury Department can't even pay his taxes, and nothing happened to him. I mean, they're all a bunch of criminals. And
I have just labeled them a couple of days ago on Facebook. I have labeled them Pharma Bin Laden.
Pharma Bin Laden.
Because they are just as much terrorists as Osama Bin Laden. Okay? The difference between them is one is being hunted and millions of dollars are spent trying to get this one. Nothing is being done to the other one. They're roaming free and killing people on a daily basis. And nothing is being done to stop them. Where is the justice? Nowhere. Because if justice is on your side, you're never going to be caught. And take the examples of what's been going on during the last year and a half, 2 years. Since all the dirt of corruption has been surfacing with your banks and the politicians and everything else. The pharma industry, several companies, in a short period of time, have been caught performing criminal activities. And they have been fined billions of dollars. I mean, billions of dollars. It could help Mr. Obama, certainly, with your deficit, but I don't know where that money goes. Take Lilly, for example. They were fined $1.4 billion a year ago or so. What happens to that money?
There's no accountability. We have trillions, Dr. Virapin, that are missing in our economy. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly. They have been caught, these companies, with criminal activities. suppression of clinical data and side effects, off-label marketing, which is illegal. You're not allowed to sell the drug to an unapproved indication. And these criminals get away scot-free. If you murder somebody in the street, they'll put you away or probably end up in the gas chamber. These guys, they pay a little bit of fine, $1.4 billion. They can afford it. And guess what happened? You think they paid that money? They did up front. But you, Dave, and everybody else listening here, eventually pays the fine. Because they went and they increased the price of the drug 11.5%. Now, you do that on a $4 billion drug, whoo. Do the math, my friend.
Lark, do you have a follow-up?
No, I just want to thank the both of you. I feel very privileged to even speak to you. You know me, Dave. I could talk for hours about this.
Yes.
And I'll save it for another time, but I just want to say that I'm privileged to be speaking to the both of you. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your call, Lark. Quality call.
Thank you.
Dr. Verapin, you can see we're indeed blessed with a highly intelligent, not your typical group of average Americans here on our show. That they have command of the issues, and sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but that's okay, because if we all get on the same page, and I'm speaking to my listening audience, we can begin to educate others with collective knowledge that we've learned together from our guests like Dr. Verapin, and begin to take our country and our world back. Dr. Verapin, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about stem cell research. The reading that I've done on it...
If I may butt in here, there's one thing I would like to do before we get into that.
Sure.
If you can read see the picture of what is going on right now, they're talking about preventative care. This has been going on for a few years. They're trying to say, well, we got to change our ways, and we got to live in a way that we don't get the diseases. Now, suddenly, vaccines arrive and become prominent. Infant psychiatry research, the HPV vaccine for young girls, the papillomavirus vaccine. You're getting a vaccine for everything. So what I see, based on my experience in this industry, is that they are preparing now for the wonder pill, the wonder injection, the wonder shot in the future for all these children. We have the vaccine, you wouldn't get any more disease. This is what's happening right under our noses right now, and nobody sees it.
I don't know if we're thinking the same thing, but let me interject here at this point. We've done a number of shows here on the global elite and their written and stated plans to depopulate the Earth down to about 500 million people. Mm-hmm. And it's my belief that these vaccines are part and parcel to that intent.
Yeah, but slow.
It's a slow kill method, process. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a slow process. But it has to be introduced. And it is going to be introduced as a prophylactic to disease. Where it's actually going to kill you slowly. And that way they can eradicate a lot of people. Because there's something, and you mentioned this, which I'll address right now, is the stem cell research. Why do you think they put stem cell research on lock and hold?
Because it works.
Because if stem cells ever came out, we wouldn't need any of these pharmaceuticals anymore, because stem cells, that research will produce medicines that actually cure diseases.
Let me interject this. I interviewed a gentleman from Scottsdale, Arizona, when I was doing local radio here some time back, mm-hmm. Dr. Verapin, and he had invented a carburetor that got almost 200 miles to the gallon. And I can hear the music coming in for the break. So let me finish the story after the break. And I'm going to make an analogy when we come back to what's going on with stem cell research. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side of the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
+1 800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. Joining us tonight, we're honored to have Dr. John Viripin, the author of the best-selling book in Europe and soon to be a best-selling book here in America, Side Effects, Death. And Dr. Viripin, as we went to the break, I was telling you a story about how I interviewed a guy, and he was in his 80s at the time, and he had invented a carburetor that got almost 200 miles to the gallon. And the oil companies bought it up for him, and they basically made him sign all these non-disclosure agreements. And the reason was is they wanted to keep us, you know, at 20 to 30 miles an hour, 20 to 30 miles an hour, not an hour, but per gallon, so we'd use more oil, more gas, more profit. Isn't that the kind of philosophy that's underlying the why we're not seeing stem cell research?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they've managed to suppress alternative options, I call it. A long time. Now they're trying to take over, not to use it, but to cap it. You know, so they can continue their preventative medicine strategy.
Just to illuminate that point, in Germany, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it true now to get 500 milligrams or more of vitamin C, you need a doctor's visit and a doctor's prescription?
Yes.
And that's part of the Codex agreement?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Them little monkey suit people in Brussels ran around and made changes in the rules and regulation and didn't tell the people anything about it. And that is the first step toward taking over the alternative medicine. You can, well, as a matter of fact, These people cannot say anything about health when they're selling their medicine. They've got to call it food. Plant medicine, herbal medicine, things like that.
We have the same
thing
here.
And there is so much that shows that these things work. And why not? You know, just like a child feeds off the mother's breast. Why don't we continue like we've done in the past to feed off Mother Earth?
I can tell you why, because you can't meter it, you can't charge for it.
You can't make money, that's
exactly,
the bottom line.
Exactly, that's
yeah.
right.
So
it's why they discourage mother's milk, because it's free.
You know, you mentioned that doctor before that was lost a job and everything else. There was a doctor in India doing stem cells. Treatment. They close her down. They close her down. She was banned. I don't know what happened to her after that, but using that as an example, there are many more that you never hear about in the United States of America alone. Guys who have come up. That is why, look, I have a network of friends in the business. All over the world. Well, it's getting smaller and smaller because they aged and several have died in recent past. But these guys would love to talk, but they're scared. They're getting close to their pension and whatever, and they don't want to talk. That's why they talk to me, because I'm the one blowing the whistle. I'm not a whistleblower, but I'm the one that's talking. And your analogy about the car, this is an analogy I use frequently when I speak. People must stop thinking in terms of a patient. Run away from it. There's no quick fix in medicine. You have to take the time that it takes for you to get well when you get a sickness. It's like the car. When you go to buy a car, the salesman, you will ask him, hey, does this thing have air condition? Do I have automatic? Do I have electric windows and things like that? If you don't get that, you go somewhere else and look for another car. It's the same with medicine. You are just a consumer, my friend. You pay. So you have the right to ask questions, because doctors are not demigods like they've established themselves to be.
Well, I totally agree. We've got a caller on the line who's familiar to our listening audience, and it's our news director, Under the Radar News correspondent, Annie DeRiso. So let's go out to Nashville and welcome Annie. And Annie, I'm sure you've got some questions for Dr. Virapin.
Well, I do, but he's answered most of them. Hi, doctor.
Hi.
Hi, I was wondering, do we have the capability to make vaccinations that are clean, and if you have a recommendation for a cleansing treatment after we've been on antibiotics?
Well, let me just say this for your answer, doctor. We're up against the break in about 90 seconds, so whatever you start, we're going to have to finish on the other side, but I think that's a great question.
Well, I don't believe that they have the ability right now to come with a vaccine that's absolutely 100% safe. And I think unless they do that, don't bring them out. Don't force it onto the people. In terms of the treatment, I don't know. I have no idea. It's not something that I've been involved in any way. There are studies going on, and there are researchers working on it, but I don't have any information on that right now.
Honest answer. Annie, stay with us. We're going to hold you over. Dr. Virapin, we'll be back with you. Sit tight. Get a cup of coffee. I know you're just waking up out there at about 6 a.m. Germany time. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back on the other side after these messages.
There is a season.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show, coming to you on this Sunday, July 25th, 2010. And our guest this evening and for the remainder of the show is Dr. John Viripin, the author of the book, Side Effects, Death. And it's a bestseller in Europe, and as I've said many times on the show tonight, it's going to be a bestseller here, too. John, I have to tell you that you have, I'm sure, Annie's respect and my respect. It's not easy to change course in one's life when you're entrapped in a culture, and it's certainly not easy to buck the establishment and the criticism that comes with it. So I just wanted to tip my hat to you before we continue with this, because I know what you're doing has probably come at a pretty high price for you, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. But it doesn't matter. I don't have anything more to pay. My life, maybe, but... that's almost over, so...
Yeah, but your soul is intact, John. Your soul is intact. Your conscience has to be clear, and you're helping a lot of people who get to hear your message.
Yeah, the good news is that by doing all this, I also keep my brain young. And that they can never take.
Well, that's important for all of us. Annie, did you have any other questions, which I'm sure you do?
Well, I was just wondering if the doctor thinks that the powers that be... purposely release diseases into the public, you know, such as the flu, to use as a control mechanism so that they can force us to take vaccinations. Then you couldn't even get in a grocery store unless you had your armband on that you had your vaccination.
Absolutely. That's the way it's happening right now. I mean, look at the H1N1, so-called swine flu. I mean, I have documents that show that these people were preparing this long before the debate started. One virologist in a European country in a ministry, he told me, we were expecting a pandemic.
How can you expect a pandemic, sir?
Exactly.
I don't get that.
Exactly what I thought. In that little country also. I mean, I'm not talking about the United States. I'm talking about a little country here in Europe. They were expecting a pandemic because they were negotiating with GlaxoSmithKline to buy their vaccine. I have copies, I got pictures of the labels and what they were putting on the thing in January 2009. The debate started in May. So, must be one of them little lab viruses that ran away to Mexico to have a good time. Because that's where it started.
Allegedly.
Whatever happened to the avian flu vaccine or all those drugs that they made, the antivirals, the Tamiflu and whatever.
Do you have any indication they're going to do this again?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you talking about the H1N1, Annie?
Well, that or anything. You know, they could say it's anthrax. You know, they could do
anything.
Yeah, well,
the thing is that, like I said before, I painted a little picture there. My personal view, and this is based on all the 35 years that I've been in the industry internationally, this is the trend. This is the new thing that's coming. Preventative medicine. How are you going to prevent everything? You take a shot, a vaccine, and prepare the future of the people. Keep them sick, because they're all going to be sick if they continue. Now, there are exceptions. We have exceptions to all rules. Individual medicine might be the thing that helps us, because not two people are the same on this planet. And what works for one might not work for the other one. And they have the downside also, because if it doesn't work, it might give them the side effects.
So, you know, go ahead, sir.
No, I mean, look at the vaccines we're getting now. This last one, the H1N1 vaccine, you know, they have to put a lot of chemicals in. A vaccine is a natural thing. I mean, they grow them with eggs, and they use cells from animal skin, epithelial cells. But it's too expensive to produce the vaccine to give the doses that's necessary if it works at all. So, to make it profitable, they stick in these adjuvants, they call them, the chemical, devastating chemicals.
Are you talking about squalene and MF59?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the mercury, don't forget the mercury.
Mm-hmm. Thermosol.
Exactly. And I mean, your government gave Lilly exempt on litigation when the autism and the vaccine scandal came out some years ago with the thimerosal. Why is that? Only that company got exempt. Then, last year they wanted to use it because the government banned mercury. Last year they lifted the ban just to allow these people to put the mercury in the vaccine because they say, oh, we're putting it in smaller doses. What a rip-off. When I think about all these things, I get so mad, you know. I'm on public radio now, I guess.
Well, that's okay, because I share your outrage, and I know that my colleague Annie DeRiso does as well. Let me take this to a little higher level. I'm sure you heard about how when Baxter and other pharmaceuticals released certain vaccines, some of them even contain the HIV virus, and they go, well, whoops, we made a mistake, and they're allowed to get away with that. Do you think this kind of thing happens a lot? It's not caught very much, and it serves to victimize the public as a whole?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The cover-up is so swift. The cover-up is just there, you know. Just a money in play. This is what it's all about. They pay their way through everything. Corruption being the number one. And all these cover-ups that have this same Baxter story. It happened over here in Czechoslovakia.
Yes, exactly.
And then when the Czechoslovakian people decided to buy the vaccine, they didn't buy that one that they did the research by Baxter in Czechoslovakia. So, I don't know. Sometimes I feel I'm getting so confused with all of this because I got to keep my head clear.
Do you think it's just human nature that drives this, John? Is it human nature from greed? Is this just who we are as people? Or is this something we can hope to really clean up and we just got bad people in there?
This is the magic word, greed. And this is not something that started recently. This goes way back. Let's say just after the war. Oh, you got to read my next book that's coming. I hope I get it published by the end of this year. That one is going to tell you all the things that you're asking me here now. Because it's going to, I'm talking about the big, big world order individuals, you know. IG Farben, the German company that's still at the base of all of this.
The New World Order crowd that would not let you on very many mainstream media outlets, correct?
Well, I've described them all in my new book. Religion, the media. Wow. So I hope after this one, the side effects death, they can read my new book. It's called Medicine Cult, Cabal of the Pharma Industry.
And you have a newsletter, too. If people go on your website and order your newsletter that is free, comes out every month, and they'll also let us all know when the book comes out.
Exactly.
Well, when that book comes out, John, we're going to have you back on the air to talk about these things in more depth. But what can we do? What can the average patient consumer do?
Well, my mission right now is to try to help create a higher level of awareness where people should start taking their own health and their own lives as a responsibility. Don't let others put you into it, especially people in healthcare industry, in the pharma industry. That is why somebody should put a stop to advertising of drugs. You know all them advertising pieces you see on the television and on the radio?
We're inundated with it.
And lobbying.
Exactly. This is nonsense. They banned tobacco advertising. Why don't they do it with the drugs? I mean, I remember with a drug that was taken off the market some years ago, they did some advertising for that. It was a drug for pain and arthritis and whatnot. And this advert showed some elderly people taking the pill. Suddenly they got up and they started dancing boogie-woogie. This is so ridiculous. This is mind-boggling. It's manipulation. You know, subliminal, because a lot of the advertising is also subliminal. Just look at Glenn Beck on Fox News and all the other teleprompter readers, and you'll see. Why do they advertise drugs? Online pharmacies, what are they doing about them? They go in and they check your bank account and this and whatnot to keep track of you. Why don't they stop these online pharmacies where kids are going there and buying prescription drugs? Well, prescription drugs, they're poison.
If I had an answer, John, I would blurt it out over the air, but I don't have an answer. But if you look at this, it's one dot on the screen. Controlling our medicine controls our thinking. It controls our longevity. It can make us compliant. Our food is controlled, our energy is controlled, our money is controlled, our liberties are becoming increasingly controlled. It's just one part of an overall big picture that we're headed towards a world dictatorship. Now, that's my view, and I know that's Annie's view. Does that correspond with your worldview?
Yes. The thing is that there's only one way left, and it's called public outcry. If people pull themselves together, forget about a quick fix, and ask questions and stand up and say, hey, wait a minute, we pay for this. Give me what I want, or give me what is available that is not dangerous. And there isn't anything, because, look, chemical medicine, anything chemical that goes to the organism, that is you, your body, it creates destruction. It's a simple fact. Why should we go and take it if you get a little pain somewhere? Take the pain, because you live longer than taking the medicine. Of course, in medicine, in healthcare, there are sections that I believe should be there. I mean, the surgeon, I love the surgeon, because he's like the mechanic of the car. He'd go in there and he'd fix something. But the body is the only thing on the planet that can cure. Not Eli Lilly and company, or Merck, or Pfizer, or whatever they call themselves. They can't do that. They tell you that they can, and then they take your wallet away from you and spend your money and put it in their pocket. But they can't cure a damn thing. It's a simple equation.
Let me ask you a question about Germany, John. Are you able to get on mainstream media in Germany and tell this story, or are you censored to a large degree?
Mainstream media don't want to touch me.
Even in Germany?
No. In Germany, I've done some reports before. And I've done some other European countries, but mainstream media as a whole wouldn't touch me at all.
Well,
I have to go to guys like you.
In your book, coming out, The Cabal Cult, have you discovered that the people that own pharma also own the media?
Oh, man.
You have discovered
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me give you an example. When my book was, I was trying to get it published in 2007, one of the largest publishing houses connected to a large media company signed a contract with me, gave me a very handsome advance payment. Half of it I got when I signed the contract, the other half was when the book was supposed to be published. I went to Florida to do some work. I came back 3 weeks later. They canceled my contract. And I found out later that somebody made a phone call to the head of the company, chairman of the board, and says, you published Vera Penn's book and you don't get any more advertising money from us. Simple.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we've heard that before, Annie, haven't we, with Jim Mars?
Yes.
A couple of times, and he was a frequent guest on the show, and he's the popular talk show guest and an author here in this country, John, and he's run into the censors in the book industry as well. In fact, I actually paid him upfront money. Didn't take it back, but they canceled his book when he was writing about the 9/11 conspiracy. So, yeah, we're very familiar with how they do their business. And I am predicting that, you look at, John, we've got national health care for profit now in America. We've got control of the energy industry. We've got control of virtually every industry. And now my prediction is the next people they're going to go after are the independent media like ourselves, because they've got to squash our message.
They're going to close you guys down in the heartbeat. It's coming.
I hope you're wrong, but I fear it's coming.
Yeah. I think it's happening already. You know, some people, I spoke to somebody today that told me of, the watchdog is there, and they've made themselves known. So you got to walk carefully, you guys in this internet media. You got to walk very carefully.
I play by the rules of our network, but those are the only rules that I play for other than the truth. And when I bring guests on the show, I let them tell their story. I do not censor their content. And there is no censorship here, I'm proud to say, on RBN. Unfortunately, we're one of the few networks in the country that still operates with that credo.
That makes you dangerous, you know that.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you a question, and if you want to decline to answer, I understand why. But I heard you not too long ago on Coast to Coast, and I'm just curious. I'll hold that question until after the break, because I have a question about Coast when we come back. Annie can probably predict the question. Stay tuned. We'll put a wrap on this great interview with this great man, Dr. John Beerpin, after a word from our sponsors.
Well, I woke up this morning, stumbled out of my rack. I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
The listeners might recognize that song as the prelude to the song Bad to the Bone, and that's what we've been talking about tonight. Big Pharma that's bad to the bone. Big Pharma that would sell their own mother down the river to make an extra nickel. Our special guest tonight, and we've been honored to have him, is Dr. John Beerpin, the author of the book Side Effects, Death, and coming out with a new book, and hope certainly Dr. Beerpin will agree to be a guest again on the show when his new book comes out. Dr. Beerpin, what I wanted to ask you as we went into the break, and it was a good cliffhanger, is, and if you don't want to answer, I completely understand, but did you feel that Coast to Coast, when you were on, did they censor any of the information you wanted to bring forth?
While it was live, as I was told, I haven't listened to the thing, the recording afterwards, so I wouldn't know. But what I was saying is that they did, well, there were times when I think fear was the thing that they didn't pursue certain things.
Okay. So there was a guiding hand on the interview to take you away from certain topics that might bring about fear in the listeners?
Yeah, well, this happens all the time with most of the mainstream type radio. I had one show where I refused to give, because this person asked me for documents that I have, and I refused to give them, and I also refused to accept some of the criticism he was putting to other people, and they just cut me off the show. I thought it was a technical issue, but I would have expected them to call me back or send a mail or something. Not a word.
Yeah, you came on this show and you talked about how you were complicit in a bribe that brought Prozac eventually to the market in Sweden, how you participated in bribing psychiatrists to prescribe the drug, providing them with hookers and other entertainment as an inducement. I don't think you could have been any more candid. And I don't think you could have been any more candid when you changed course in your life and did the right thing and started telling people about the evils behind Big Pharma. And for that, you know, I want to congratulate you and tell you how much you have my respect, and I'm sure the respect of my listeners. And I hope, John, that you'll agree to come back on this show again.
Absolutely. You know, I can't wait. Because then I would probably be starting my talk about what goes on in the third world countries. I haven't started to talk about that yet.
No, we'll definitely hit that, but that's got to be another time on another show. But, John, on behalf of myself, Annie, our news director, our network, and our listeners, I want to thank you for being a part of the Common Sense Show, and I promise we won't wait too long to have you back on again.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, good night, or I should say early good morning to you, sir.
Yeah,
Guten Morgen, yeah. And we'll be in touch with you again, sir, and thank you very much for your appearance.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dr. John Viripin. Annie, it's not often that we get to encounter people that wear courage on their sleeve, and for him to come on here and make the admissions that he did, and to also fight one of the largest trusts on the planet, it's mind-boggling where this man draws his courage from.
Yes, and I would like to give out his website again.
Well, we're not going to have time, Annie, but I will put it up there with the archives and I write the show summary, johnhound-viripin.com. Hey, stay tuned, everybody, for the next great RBN program, and join us again next week. We talk about property rights. Good night, and God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.